Good morning.
Morning.
It's good to see a big crowd. Yeah, I guess it's afternoon. I have to remember the time we're at. It is a pleasure to be out today. It's great. Actually, we've had a number of bill signings throughout the week, and this one's obviously kind of special, not only because we got a great group here, but it was just about a decade ago that I first introduced a photo ID requirement. It was very similar to what we're passing today, and I want to thank particularly Representative Jeff Stone and Senator Joe Lieben for their leadership on this. Obviously, a whole bunch of other co-sponsors and folks that voted in the Assembly and the Senate, not only Republicans, but one independent and a number of Democrats that voted for this measure. And I think it's important because when we think about this, the integrity of each and every vote cast here in the state of Wisconsin is imperative. And some people would question, you know, the impact. To me, something as important as a vote is important in whether it's one case, 100 cases, or 100,000 cases, making sure we have legislation that protects the integrity for an open, fair, and honest election in every single case is important, protecting in that case and that case alone. When I've talked to individual voters from across the state who've raised concerns about this, they've said more than anything, it's what they care about in terms of their own personal vote that makes a difference here, to make sure that the vote that they cast is one that counts just as much as anybody else's out there, and that every other vote cast here in the state of Wisconsin is cast fairly and under a legal process. And that's one more step towards making that possible in what we're going to be signing in law today. Now, it's interesting when you think about in the past decade, the evolution of all the work that was put in this. I think about how simple it was when I asked back a decade ago. I was looking for essentially a driver's license or a state-issued ID card. The legislation I'm going to sign in law in a moment allows for plenty of other venues. It applies for legitimate exemptions, for example, for people who are living in residential care facilities such as a nursing home and places like that. It accounts for all those issues out there. I think the facts are pretty clear, and I asked this week from both the Department of Transportation and from the Government Accountability Board, I asked for two numbers to just put this in perspective. For any complaint you might hear about this, keep this in mind. As of right now, there are just under 4.5 million state-issued driver's licenses or state-issued ID cards. 4.5 million. You know how many registered voters there are in the state of Wisconsin? Just under 3.5 million. So there are essentially approximately a million more state-issued driver's licenses or ID cards already in the state of Wisconsin. So if anyone questions how this is going to be possible, the simple reality is there are literally close to a million more of the IDs out in just that first category, the category I asked for in the legislation a decade ago. And obviously there are plenty more examples, whether it's on our college campuses, whether it's our military personnel or others on our tribal governments. All of those IDs are included here as well as part of this legislation. And I'm pleased to say that. And as we speak, in the coming days, and it was already talked about earlier this week, the Joint Finance Committee is moving forward with the funding to ensure that this legislation is able to go forward and be fully implemented. And it's something that I'm proud to sign into law. So I'm pleased to be here today. One other just quick comment while we're talking about actions that the legislature is a part of and is pending in the coming days. Many of the folks standing here as well will be voting on this in the hopefully in the coming week or so. But we saw legislation introduced this week, the bill to pay the bills, as you call it. Talking about the budget, it's important to be mindful of that as well. We're supportive of the legislature moving forward and taking action to pay our bills here. I point out for some time that like families all across the state, you know, you get a point where the credit card bill is running up too big. It's time to cut up the credit card and ultimately pay those bills. And after years and years and years of state government running up the credit card bill, we're doing with the revenue that was brought in because of good, healthy revenue projections that came out recently is making sure we're paying off the bills that are past due and the bills that are pending so that it puts us in a better position, not just for this budget, but for coming budgets, to make sure we make a true commitment to the future so that our children and our grandchildren don't face the kind of dire consequences many of us here and across the country have been facing this year as well. So that's just an aside as we talk about it, but it's my thrill here today. The last thing I just want to do is not only to thank, as I mentioned, our two key lead sponsors, all the other co-sponsors who are here, lawmakers who voted for this measure, but many of the people in this room and many other people across the state have for years been standing up and saying we need to have fair, open, and honest elections in this state. And while there are a variety of things that have been done and more things that need to be done in the future to continue to ensure that we have fair, open, and honest elections, one of the most obvious and one of the most sought-after things, and one of the things that really the public, in nearly every poll I've seen, it's not just been Republicans, but Republicans, independents, and Democrats alike have repeatedly said that requiring a photo identification to vote was a common-sense solution. It's something that we do in just about everywhere else in life, as simple as things like getting cold medicine requires a photo ID, checking out a library book in many of our public libraries, doing just about everything else in life requires that. Doesn't it make sense for something that's much more important than cold medicine or a library book, but in protecting the integrity of each and every vote cast in this state, certainly is worthy of a simple requirement that we show a photo identification as defined under this bill, which will soon be the law. So it's my honor to sign it in the law. After we do that, I'll take some questions on this or other topics at the tail end.